Well, now that the month of December is over, and today we begin not only a new month, but a new year, we're going to now resume our journey through the book of Proverbs that we ended way back in November as we geared up to our Nativity 2022 series. So turn with me to Proverbs chapter 10 in your Bibles. We read just a few moments ago, responsively, as we do every Sunday school morning, the first 16 verses of Proverbs chapter 10. And notice what it says in verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon. So there's no ambiguity here. We are about to read the words of King Solomon under the divine guidance of God's inspiration. Biblical inspiration is whereby God simply exhales his words into the hearts and minds of holy, faithful men that he has chosen to write his word. Not only to give it orally, initially, but then to write it down, and it becomes holy writ. And notice what he says, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. It's almost as if this is a postscript to the first 9 chapters. It would seem to me, because in the first 9 chapters, what do we find? We find nothing but Solomon, the father, looking at his children, but in most cases, looking at his eldest son, Rehoboam, who eventually would take over the throne when Solomon passed away. We find Solomon instructing the next king of the nation of Israel, and he warns him of all kinds of traps, pitfalls, potholes that a fallen world has to offer. And Solomon should know all of those pitfalls because in his older years, he fell into those pitfalls by his many wives who brought their many gods into his heart and thus squeezed the truth of God out of Solomon's heart. And so I see verse 1 as if he's now going to go off into these Proverbs, but it's almost like his last closing dig to Rehoboam. Son, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is like a burden, a heaviness to his mom. And then he goes into the Proverbs. Now, a passing comment. These Proverbs, all right, I've heard in the past from other pastors, when we talk about these little proverbs, these little vignettes, where maybe one particular idea is shared in one verse, or you might find one idea with maybe 2 or 3 verses, and then it goes into another concept or another idea. These are statements that are generally made about life itself. As you see life unfold, whether you're a saved person or whether you're a lost person, these are principles that seem to replicate themselves if you either obey them or whether you choose to walk over them and you view them as simple nonsense. Well, let's consider. Look at verse 3. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish. But, here's a contrast, he casteth away the substance of the wicked. So this is a general statement, speaking generally, universally, across the board, talking about the comparison between a righteous man or a righteous woman versus the wicked man or the wicked woman. Okay? Someone who lives a life that is contrary, inevitably, when they die, they can't take all their toys and treasures with them. Just like the believer, when we die, we can't take our toys and treasures with us. But overall, what I've seen in my 70 years now, I can say that, walking on this planet, those particular churches and those particular believers that I've had the opportunity to be with, and you look at the lives of those who are truly committed to the Lord, okay? Whether they lived in a humble estate, or whether they were middle class, or whether they made more money than someone in the middle class. I've always seen God's people really not in much dire want unless they were foolish in the tools and the things that God's given to them. On the other hand, in my 70 years walking this globe, I've seen a whole bunch of people who would be classified as the wicked. And I've seen some of them living on the streets, living in a homeless shelter, okay, totally addicted to every kind of liquor and every type of drug or substance under heaven. And you look at their lives and the misery and the shame and the unfortunate poverty that has been brought upon them. So that's what Solomon here is teaching us, these general universal applications. Look at verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. Well, Solomon here is addressing the person who's lazy, the person that we would normally call a sluggard. All right? He moves just as fast as a sloth. And you know how slow a sloth can move. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. Now notice the contrast. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. And beloved, verse 4 is a universal principle, if you will, whether you're lost or saved. You can be a lost person and be extremely thrifty, a hardworking individual, and guess what? You will have an abundance. Conversely, if you are a saved person and you for some reason are a sluggard or a lazy individual, my dear friend, you're not going to get too far in life. You're not going to be able to pay your rent, buy your food, and pay your bills. And so again, the Proverbs of Solomon here are statements about everyday life, principles that if you obey them, even as a lost person, you will be blessed. But as a saved person, if you cast these over your shoulders, it's to your own detriment. Notice as it continues in verse 5. Now verse 4 and 5 seems to go together. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son. As you're gearing up to the harvest time, summer is coming to an end, the fields are ripened, you go out there. Now stop and think. Israel was a culture that was highly agricultural. When you read the parables of Jesus, he uses many illustrations from the world of agriculture, like the parable of the sower, right? The parable of the wheat and the tares. It was also a culture that went fishing a lot. Look at some of the apostles. They were fishermen with their own business on the shores of the Lake of Galilee. He talks about casting a net into the sea and bringing up both good fish and bad fish. So Jesus used many illustrations in his parables to everyday life situations that people could simply relate to. And so here, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in the harvest is a son that cometh to shame. So you could put verses 4 and 5 together, and you can use this to teach your children as they get older, or especially in the home under mom and dad's roof. That's when mom and dad should be teaching them what? How to make their bed, how to clean up their room, how to set the table, even to get in the kitchen and learn how to cook a few items so that when they're on their own, they can take care of themselves. Teach them the value of money, things of that nature. If you do that, you're going to give your children a better shot in this life. Verse 6, blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Well, beloved, just look at everyday living. Blessings upon the head of the just. Now, the key there is the word just. Somebody who obeys the law, okay, doesn't violate the laws of God nor the laws of man. Beloved, there's no guilt. There's no shame. There's no need to be fearful when a police truck or a police car drives by you. Because you're in obedience to the laws of God and the laws of men. And there's a blessing upon living a peaceful, tranquil life in accordance to the laws of society and the laws of God. But violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Look at all the violence that's in this world. Look at all of our streets, major cities, where you have crime just exploding. Well, who's the one committing the crime? Not those who are just, but the ones who are what? Wicked. And then notice as we continue in verse 7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. How many people today speak in kind words about Mr. Hitler, Mr. Mussolini, Mr. Tojo? What about Attila the Hun? What about the Vandals and the Vikings who came out of the north plundering most of Europe in the 9th and 10th centuries? Okay? Not everybody speaks highly of Mr. Napoleon and what he did across the European landmass. What about Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong, these communist leaders who butchered tens of millions of their people? The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. Verse 8 shows the contrast between someone who's willing to listen to God and to do what God says versus the person who says, I don't believe in God and I'm going to choose and live my life my way. Well, you shall fall in the end. And so as we continue our journey in the book of Proverbs, this portion that's designated the Proverbs of Solomon, then later on towards the end of the book, other individuals are going to add their Proverbs. But right now, in the bulk of the book of Proverbs where we're at, we're going to be considering the wise sayings of King Solomon. Well, may the Lord truly bless his word.